This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
Welcome to ENN, everyone.
That was a nice high.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you liked it, Don. I wasn't sure exactly what was going on there. I thought maybe you just completely derailed and we'd lost you for good. ENN tonight is brought to you by DoorDash. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it free for 30 days.
Why not?
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Infiltrate my brain.
And good evening to Don.
The Grim Reaper is going to get you.
That's a sequel to Rhythm's Gonna Get You. The Grim Reaper's gonna get you.
Did I have anything else there, Anthony, to say good evening to?
It's pretty good to be your boy Leaves right about now.
that was so underrated.
He's got himself a drop. He could be in there now.
Everybody wants to be in there in the nether.
Holy crap.
I think Steve Young, that Steve Young reaction is almost as good as the Aaron Boone reaction.
I was thinking the same thing.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Holy crap and what? Imagine they face off in the tournament.
And holy crap came from a very pious man.
That's like him dropping a big MF.
Right, it is. Yeah, it's about equal to that.
That's what they call a young MF right there. All right, guys.
Let's do it.
Zach Wilson didn't play yesterday.
No way. Who played?
In his place was famed comedian Dan White.
No.
Holy crap.
That can't be true.
It was Mike White.
No, Vanna White.
And how about this? It was
Roy
one
White.
Of the...
It was Dana White.
But guys, really do think about how funny it is. All the goofing that I particularly did about this no-name playing quarterback on Sunday, he legitimately had one of the best Jets quarterbacking performances in history. Who would have ever guessed it?
No one.
It's at 405 yards. That's not a Jets thing to do. Well, Sexy Rexy Ryan was on with DiPietro and Rothenberg, and he said the Jets made things easy for Mike White.
Why did it look so much different with Mike White as opposed to Zach Wilson?
Well, it wouldn't have mattered. You could have put Zach Wilson in there. You could have had Al Woodall in there. It was literally the plays. And I thought that was a huge difference, man. They finally realized, hey, we have a young quarterback. You know, we thought it'd be Zach Wilson, not Mike White. But it's still a rookie quarterback. And they said, hey, you know what? We're not going to ask him to do all these other things. Let's take what we saw, what's working right now in New England, and implement it ourselves. And they did. And guys, I'm just telling you, I've watched a lot of snaps in my day. I've never seen somebody steal something from somebody else. And that's a credit to him. All right? It's the whole league steals things.
Why do I love him for saying Al Woodall?
That was very K-show. Very K-show. But, I mean, can I ask you a question, guys?
Sure.
If the key to success for Mike White was simplifying, should they have tried to simplify things for Zach Wilson before yesterday?
Yeah.
Maybe that...
Everybody looks bad from this except for Mike White.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, Zach Wilson really, really, really had to have LaFleur holding his hand when you could see things better from upstairs.
Now, Robert Saleh was on our program earlier.
Sure.
Our program.
Every Monday.
Program. Yeah, every Monday, sure.
I wonder if we should have him Friday this week.
Oh,
I hope so.
Because by Monday, it's all old news.
Yeah. Got to move on, no?
Anyways, we had Bob Saleh earlier. And he was asked if there's a quarterback controversy.
Coach, do you have a quarterback controversy after one game?
No. You know, there's Mike White did a heck of a job running this offense, and obviously he's shown why this organization has had so much faith in him, and what it's done is it's shown that we have a really cool quarterback room, and that we've got Mike White, obviously Zach. You got Joe Flacco in the house now, and Josh Johnson who came in to finish off a drive where he should have scored also. But it's a really cool quarterback room with a lot of guys capable of running this offense. And if yesterday proved anything, it's that we're going in the right direction with that room.
I'll tell you, compared to you two guys, I'm a simpleton.
True.
I listened to Robert Saleh, and he sounds to me like a guy that was not on board with the direction they went at quarterback without a veteran quarterback.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you out. I'm gonna call you out. You very rarely, very, very rarely pull opinions out of your backside. Very rarely, if ever.
Right.
And you worked 16 years with the Jets. Some little green and white birdie had to whisper something in your ear to set this going.
That's insulting.
No, I'm sorry. There's no way you pulled this right out of your rectum. There's no way.
I don't. Listen, my conspiracy theory is just that.
No, it's not. It's based on fact. Somebody told you something.
That this was Woody Johnson saying, I want my guy to be in there untested. I don't want anything to bother him.
Peter, what do you think?
That's just a conspiracy theory.
Peter, am I right? Somebody told him something.
Keep going, Don.
Nobody told me anything. But in all seriousness, you don't think it's possible that Robert Saleh wasn't on board, that Joe Douglas went that direction?
No.
I think you could just hear, like, we have a good quarterback room now with Joe Flacco and Josh Johnson and Mike White. Like, he said now. Why would he say now?
So you mean Woody Johnson left Buckingham Palace, got on a plane, and is already dictating policy to these two guys? I don't buy it.
You don't think owners dictate policy?
Yeah, owners that are, like, in the know. I mean, this guy's been away for 4 years.
I'm admitting it's a conspiracy theory. But this is not a conspiracy. This is an opinion to me.
This is
whoever made that decision, I don't think Robert Saleh was on board. Now, maybe it was just Joe Douglas who felt like, I didn't want this kid to be encumbered by having a veteran backup, looking over his shoulder, whatever. But just based on the conversations we've had, whenever that came up, I never felt like Saleh took ownership of the way things were not having a backup quarterback. And I think now he's thrilled because he finally has what he probably wanted all along. Now, I don't know why he wasn't given it. But as far as my conspiracy theory with Woody, it makes sense from the standpoint is this was all about Zach. There was the summer of K. This was going to be the season of Zach.
I don't have one.
And there was going to finally have fans in the building, and they were going to be selling their shiny new toy. Come see our quarterback. We may not win many games, but we're going to want to see our quarterback. And is it that crazy that the owner of the team didn't want anybody to come in and maybe take the job from him when everybody in the world that we had on, tell me I'm wrong, Peter, all said that this kid shouldn't start right away.
But you,
he's not ready to. He's a great quarterback. He's going to be phenomenal, but he shouldn't start right away. And they have this guy not only start, but not have anybody to challenge
Joe
him.
Joe Douglas has a 6-year contract. He could tell Woody to take a hike. There's no
that,
way Woody.
We all have bosses. We all.
Yeah,
we
and you know what? If we're in the middle of a 6-year contract, if we're at the beginning of a 6-year contract, Don, we're way tougher than we are at the end of the 6-year contract. That would be professional malpractice for Joe Douglas.
But you know what happens, Michael?
Somebody told you something.
Lift it up and show it to me.
We don't work in a business where they let us go with years left on our deal. But it happens all the time in sports. And again, I don't think Woody was heavy-handed about it. Maybe Joe Douglas agreed. Hey, Joe Douglas, you know what? I think you're right. Woody, I think that's probably the right direction to go into. But the one thing I'll really feel, wherever it came from, I don't think Robert Saleh was on board.
I just love – was it who brought this up earlier? I'm guessing it was Michael, but I think a caller did as well. Man, the trade for Flacco looks moronic right now.
I brought it up.
I mean, we got a great quarterback room. I mean, it's nice that you have three guys sitting there. You have one who's completely unnecessary. And then, I mean, by any standards, is that a great quarterback room?
Maybe he just meant aesthetically, because that whole Jet
facility.
Florham Park facility is
beautiful.
Just unbelievable.
I mean, listen, maybe they're a great hang. Maybe they're all a really great hang.
But in terms of the great quarterbacking that's there?
You know what you didn't mention, Peter? Joe Flacco has his entire career worn number 5. He can't wear it with the Jets because that is Mike White's number.
Oh, yeah. And now it's really Mike White's number.
That's right. They're already selling those jerseys.
He doesn't mean it's a great room from talent. He's just saying that there's a good brain trust there of being able to talk through things and work through things.
And what I'm saying, Don, is I don't know if I agree.
I can't speak for Josh Johnson. All I know is they wouldn't play him on a bet, so that doesn't really make an effect.
I saw his most glorious moment as a football player. It was quarterbacking for Washington, a horrible team with horrible play, including him. That was the number one highlight. It was like a week 16 debacle.
You know that Joe Flacco is about as red hot as anybody. You think he came here to back up Mike White?
Well, that's why he wasn't here in the beginning of the season, because I don't think he wanted to have to babysit anybody. But – come on. You think Josh McCown was anything? He gave him $10 million to hold a clipboard because he was good in that room, and he helped Sam out early. That's what he's talking about, is just having some veteran presence in there. Josh Johnson might not be a good quarterback, but he's been around the block. He can talk about things, help him out. Played in the NFL. Flacco played in a Super Bowl, for God's sakes. Played in a couple.
I think the Jets should take advantage of the Fat Joe song, Thank God for That White. That could really be useful. Fantastic song.
There was a serious allegation thrown at me, and I don't know how to take it.
Which one?
Which one?
That he thinks that somebody whispered in my ear that I can't have my own thoughts.
No. No, see, you're such a child. First of all, if anything, it's a positive thing that you have tentacles all over the place. You would not come out with a wild and crazy idea like that.
No.
Unless you were led there by a little whispering imp.
No.
Who's the whispering imp?
Jam it up! I think you can guess.
I gave you the conspiracy theory about the Giants, then what he was whispering in my ear then. I come up with these things on my own.
All right.
I'm not afraid to share them. I could be dead wrong. I don't care. But just when things don't make sense to me, I don't have any limit to where I'll go to make it make sense. And when I see a football team that drafts a quarterback that everybody in the world, even the guys that loved him, said he should not start the season. This is a guy that would benefit from having a veteran and watch him for half a year or a year. Not only do they start him, but don't have a veteran? That makes no sense. So why can't I drum up something that makes absolute
no sense?
So, why does the Woody theory make no sense?
Because there's no way Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh would go along with it. They're trying to build a football team. Let Woody deal with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Things are not looking up in Cleveland as they once were earlier this season. Browns now slipped to 4-4, losing to the Steelers, who are now ahead of them, 4-3.
Don't count out Mike Tomlin.
They lose 15-10 to the Steelers. That's right, Michael. Never count out the
future USC coach.
Mike Tomlin-led Steelers. Odell Beckham Jr., 1 catch, 6 yards, targeted once. Let's hear from Baker Mayfield on the low targets for Odell.
You know, we have to find ways to format it and get the ball in his hands. You know, we're not trying to force it to anybody. We have a talented skill group, so I just have to continue to go through my reads and do that. But we can do a better job of getting the ball in his hands, getting him going early, and fixing that, yeah.
What has happened? This guy was one of the most electric athletes, receivers in the NFL. Now, I know he's had injuries. One target, 6 yards, and I heard Rex today on with KJM, and he was right. He said he's not as good a quarterback when Odell's healthy. And it's almost like what Eli was with Shockey, Don. They feel pressure with these overbearing big star athletes that are always wanting the ball that they get away from their progression. I'm telling you, even Rex said, trade him. Trade him before Thursday. Get rid of him.
Now, what would that say, that he'd get traded twice?
What do you mean?
The Giants are right to trade him.
I guess so.
And now he's going to get traded again?
I think the Giants have already kind of been proven right.
Yeah. And the Cleveland's got Venus de Milo as their quarterback. They're in a lot of trouble there.
See, that's no arms, Peter.
He can't
Venus
throw.
De Milo
he can't throw right now.
Well, yeah, how can he? What is it, like a torn labrum or something?
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's his
left
arm,
not have
though.
Lost to Pittsburgh.
It's his left shoulder, though, but still.
He's not, but you could see.
If your whole chest
just
hurts.
Throwing, he can't throw the ball right now.
Now, Odell, for his career, year one, 1,300 yards, 12 TDs. Year two, 1,400 yards, 13 TDs. These are all New York, of course. Year three, 1,367, 10 touchdowns. Year four is when he got hurt, only played four games. That was his first injury. Next year, his last one in New York, 2018, 1,000 yards, six touchdowns. First year in Cleveland, 1,000 yards, four touchdowns. Then in 2020, hurt again. Seven games, 300 yards, three touchdowns. 2021, hurt again. Been playing, but been beat up. 232 yards, no touchdowns for Odell this season. It's not what you want.
No.
I'm glad he got his money.
You guys hear about Von Miller?
Yeah, how about that?
Right at the deadline, the Broncos send Von Miller, the future Hall of Famer, to the Rams.
Deadline's tomorrow, so relax, Sal. Oh. Not right at the deadline.
I said right before.
You said right at the deadline.
Right at the deadline. It may seem like it just got under the wire.
I think I said right
trying
before.
Trying to save you from yourself.
I think I said right before the deadline.
No, we'll play it back at
some
point. Are you
trying to save him or expose
me.
Him, Michael?
Yeah,
no,
I know.
I really want to
know,
save
please.
Him.
Please. Like anyone would have noticed or cared. It's not. That's not saving me. That's not saving me.
Yes, it is. I don't want people to
when
rip
you jump up and down and point and go, mistake, mistake, mistake. That's right not saving
at
some deadline.
Yeah, say play it again, Anthony.
Right at the deadline.
Okay.
Yeah. The way you said it, Peter. But yeah, but Michael was
who
still
cares?
Trying to expose. The fact that he was trying to help you is a bold-faced lie.
Yeah,
the kind
true.
Of lies that send you to hell.
That is not true, and that's
great
insulting.
Great take by you, Don. Here's Von Miller.
The only lie worse was the one you just told to defend the first lie.
Here's Von Miller talking.
Do you believe
to
in hell?
Von Miller talking to reporters from his car after the trade.
I've always been a team guy. I've always been a great teammate, and I'm going to continue to do the same thing.
And you hope to be able to play right away. You know you were close last week.
I was close last week. You know, I hope to be able to play this week versus the Titans on Sunday night. So.
Will you always have Super Bowl 50? Will that be?
I always
with
have Super Bowl 50. You know, seeing the pictures when I was walking out, it just made me tear up. You know, but we always got Super Bowl 50. I always got Broncos country, and just keep going.
Is there hope then, as this thing you saw with Peyton last week, that someday there's a bow that ties where your Ring of Famer, Hall of Famer?
100%. That's what it's all about, for sure.
Thank you, Von.
Thanks,
you're
guys.
The best.
I appreciate
thanks.
Y'all.
Thanks.
I will tell you this. Everybody's excited about it. It's a nice pickup for the Rams. He ain't Von Miller anymore. He's not the same player. I think he could have two or three, you know, where you could turn back the clock games, but this is not the Von Miller from 3-4 years ago.
Well, that's why he's traded.
Right. So I don't want people to get that excited. It's a nice pickup, but it's not like game-changing.
No, I think it was more surprising for people than anything.
Yeah.
He's been in Denver since 2011. But maybe in L.A. he'll have a chance to really compete for another Super Bowl.
SoFi Stadium looks gorgeous.
Dallas did pretty well, minus Dak Prescott last night. Managed to get a win, led by Cooper Rush. Here's Rush's reaction when he found out that he would be starting.
I mean, I had a sense it was probably coming. I mean, all week I took everything in practice. You had more sense of this is real than usual. So I had a pretty good feeling just based on kind of where he was all week. And, you know, all week you prepare like you're playing, so it wasn't a huge deal.
I can't believe Cooper Manning finally made it to the NFL.
No, it's Cooper Rush.
Love Rush.
The band?
That's right. Derrick Henry out indefinitely.
And the Purple Birds.
Could be trouble for the Purple Birds because Henry will be out indefinitely having foot surgery. He was pretty ineffective in that win that I beautifully and perfectly predicted against Indianapolis yesterday. But now Tennessee could be in some trouble. Speaking of which, New Orleans gets a big win over their division rival Tampa Bay, but in the process lose Jameis Winston. Torn ACL and MCL. So we will see if it's Taysom Hill or do the Saints go out there and try to pursue someone like a Cam Newton.
Did you watch Sunday Night Football yesterday, Peter? Halftime show?
Not very much.
Tirico asked Drew Brees, did you get a call yet?
Mm.
And Breeze looked at his phone and said, no, nothing yet, but I have it on silent.
Is there any world in which you think he'd do that?
Nah.
Like, they're not winning a championship.
Yeah, they're not
year.
Good enough.
They'd have to really be competing, I think, before you go want to come back and try to find some magic. Right now, listen, they're playing good football. They have a fantastic defense. They're 5-2. Mm-hmm. But it would be very tough for them to win the division from the Bucs.
I think you see those numbers they showed? Tom Brady cannot beat this team. So I think he's had 20 interceptions since becoming the Tampa Bay Bucs quarterback. Or
yeah.
13. No. And 7 of them against the Saints.
It's crazy. And, again, I was listening to that game driving into the city last night, and the announcers just couldn't believe that they were throwing the ball, not trying to milk some clock before kicking the eventual game-winning field goal. And I was thinking the same thing. They left like a minute and 40 and two timeouts for Tampa to just march down the field and only needing a field goal to win the game. But on Brady's first pass, it almost got picked off, should have been picked off, and then the second one was a pick six.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm going to ruin it for everybody when they watch New Orleans games. From now on, watch New Orleans and watch Sean Payton. Looks like he's got selfie lips.
What, in general, that's what it looks like he's doing?
Like, you know, what do they call that? What do they call it? Like fish lips?
Bird lips.
No,
duck
fish
lips.
Duck lips. Yeah, that's what he does all the time. It's like very disconcerting to me.
How would a bird have lips?
Birds don't have lips.
Yeah, but why does a duck have lips? It's like a Daffy Duck.
You know, Daffy Duck's not real. You know that, right?
By the way, a couple of football notes from the weekend. Ryan Tannehill's 16 comeback wins after trailing by double digits are tied with Tom Brady for the third most since 2012.
Hey, Andrew, I've got to bring you into the fray. What was your ex-quarterback thinking? I mean, how many bad passes could the guy make to have Peter cover?
That last one.
Wentz you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking Wentz.
It was that throw was shocking. Now, in fairness to him, he actually had turned the ball over pretty infrequently this season. I think he only had one interception entering that game. But that was – I saw a lot of those with the Eagles, but that might have been the worst I've seen from him ever.
Which one are we talking about, the goal line
one?
The one
at the end, I would assume. I mean,
he's
in a tough spot because he's in a tough spot because he's in the end zone.
Okay, no, that wasn't the end. So that was the second to last one.
Well, that one was with, what, a minute?
Yep. But that didn't stop him from overtime just throwing a ball absolutely into the secondary of the defense for no reason. So he had back-to-back. He completely threw the game away for them, basically. So.
And for Rick and Dave.
Yeah, but got a big three-pointer for me. Oh, my God. Did I need that. Ben Roethlisberger improved to 24-3-1 in his career against the Browns, the second-best win percentage by a QB versus any single opponent since 1950. Who do you guys think has the best win percentage against one opponent? This is an active player, by the way.
An active player, a quarterback.
Sure. Best win percentage against an opponent.
I'd say Tom Brady against the Jets.
You're close.
Really? It's not that's not the one?
Tom Brady against the Bills?
There you go.
Wow.
That's right. And lastly, there have been 26 games this season where the game-winning score has come in the final minute of regulation or overtime, and that ties 2015 for the most through the first 8 weeks of a season since the merger.
Hmm. Holy crap.
In other words, it's been a pretty good entertaining season so far.
It has been really fun.
Now, seriously, tonight, Giants-Chiefs, how entertaining a game do you expect?
Well, according to the line, it shouldn't be that entertaining. I think I'm rooting against the Giants because of Don. I want to have more separation from Don because Don's a threat.
The Grim Reaper's going to get you.
That's, and he's talking about himself. That's his nickname, the Grim Reaper.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a fun game. I don't know if it's going to be close.
Well, everybody seems to just think the Giants are hanging in this one, which, again, scares me that everybody seems to believe that maybe the Giants won't win, but
so that makes you
shred the Kansas City defense and all that.
And then it's going to be blowout time instead. Now, final story for ENN. Do you guys see the Kyrie Irving post earlier?
Yeah, I actually made a decision. I wasn't even going to talk about it because he wants us to talk about it, but you brought it up.
Well, it's ENN.
Yeah.
Kyrie, the King Cryptic, posted something random on his Instagram page earlier. It was this morning, and it was a photo of Morpheus from The Matrix, the character played by Lawrence Fishburne, of course. And no caption, no nothing, just Morpheus from The Matrix. At first,
did
I thought
you see
it was,
The Matrix?
Did I see The Matrix?
Yeah, I didn't. So what did Morpheus do? What does he stand for?
Well, it's very complicated.
But in my assumption, Don, when I looked at it, is that it's about seeing what's really going on out there.
Right.
Morpheus is the one who opened Keanu Reeves' eyes to what the world really is.
Lift it up and show it to me.
The world is just a simulation.
Right.
That's the Matrix. But he is a group of people that are behind the Matrix, living in the shadows that are real and trying to expose the fact that everyone is living in a simulation.
So that's what Kyrie's trying to tell us.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, also interesting note, Morpheus.
Okay.
He's a great guy. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday, November 1st. Guys, also don't forget, ENN every day is brought to you by our friends at DoorDash. It's delivered by DoorDash, in fact. Imagine a world where you didn't have to pay delivery fees. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it for free for 30 days. DoorDash.
All right, we've done a lot of talking. Let's hear from you, 1-800-919-3776. Also, we'll get a closer look at the Giants and the Chiefs. What's at stake, especially in our pick segment? Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you, right here on Yes on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.